You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is the final digital drive that we're going to be having for the 2025 year. And what better way to close off the year than by taking a look at some gifts and gadgets you can buy your loved ones over the festive period. As always, we're joined by our resident tech and EV specialist, Nafisa Akabor. She's the founder of recharged.co.za. And she joins us to take a look at her tech guide or gift guide for the 2025 year from some of the things she's been keeping an eye on throughout the year. Nafisa, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's been quite the year, and interestingly enough, this is probably the best time to be looking at gifts and gifting. How have you approached this?
Hey, Jimmy, great to be back. I can't believe the year has flown so quickly. Yeah, so I think a good way to approach it is to, I split it into three categories, like for home or for productivity or for travel. And at some point, someone you know would fit into these categories, regardless of gender. I mean, it could be applicable to everyone. So I'm quite excited to discuss firstly the home style gadgets. So these LED strip lights, they're quite fun. I think they'd make a fantastic gift. They're not very expensive. You can put them in your living room, your gaming room, or your kids' rooms. And the fun part is you can control it with a smartphone or remote control, but you can choose the color, set a little schedule when, you know, make it like when the sun rises, you can have it to a certain theme, that kind of thing. So I think those are fun. Another one is a smart speaker. I mean, it could be any brand of smart speaker, really. But the main thing is that it gives you, most of them rather, would give you a Google functionality built in so you can ask it questions, because, I mean, it's quicker to search for stuff now by speaking rather than typing. And with like your Bluetooth or your Chromecast built-in features, you can also put your music through them. So those are fantastic. And also they are useful in a sense that you can control other smart devices in your home network, or use it for your alarms and reminders. So I think those make pretty cool gifts. Another one, since we are already into summer, the Miko fans, they're really great, low-powered, very small. You can move them from your bedroom or your lounge. They operate very quietly as well. So if it's hot in the middle of summer in the night and you want to sleep with the fan on, you can keep this running and it's not really loud. The decibels are quite low. I think they say it's 20. Yeah, and you can move it around and it has a magnetic remote control. So you're never going to lose that. So those are pretty cool. And it also, one other nice thing about it, it actually is powered through a USB-C cable or a power outlet. So you can move it around with your power bank, you know, without using too much of electricity. Another fun summary gadget, I think, would be a JBL Go 3 speaker, as an example, a very small portable waterproof speaker that you can, I mean, use for kids' bath time, or you can use it in the pool this summer. A lot of them, well, this little dinky one that I'm particularly speaking about, it has only like 5 hours of playback, which is great if you're just having an afternoon pool party. But those make great gifts as well. And yeah, if you're brining and cooking this holiday season, a ThermoPro digital thermometer that I've come across, I think it's really cool. It's, precision cooking. If you want to get it right on the braai the first time, or you kind of want your, you don't want to remove something when it's too early. I love thermometers for cooking, and it's a digital one. And it also has a bottle opener attached to it, this particular one.
Nafisa, I'm going through the list of the products that you're mentioning. I know you've categorized them quite nicely on your website, and people can go check that out. It's recharge.co.za. But I really like, and for me, perhaps this is the nerd in me or the geek in me, is I really like gadgets and how you've kind of split it across home, productivity, and travel. Because like you said, we find ourselves, we all know somebody in each of these spaces, and I find myself across all three of those spaces at any given point in time. Is there a standout gadget that you would say, I mean, perhaps let's move into the productivity segment or categorization. Is there a standout gadget there that you think would really work? I'm really liking the portable monitor idea. What's your favorite productivity gadget?
Well, speaking of portable monitor, I wouldn't mind owning one myself. I don't celebrate Christmas. But the portable USB-C monitor is fantastic. You can take it anywhere and you can, like, you know, double up on your screen size without the bulk, because you don't actually need a 3-pin plug anywhere. And normally screens are bulky and require those. But another one that's standing out for me, well, the two on that list also, is the in an electric screwdriver set. I mean, nobody wants a bulky toolbox, and this little one that I have on my website has 24 different bits. So you just need one main part that does all the hard work. It has a magnetic motor with 2 speed settings. Yeah, you just change the bits that you need. And also a docking, a fast charging docking station, like whether you're in your office, whether in your home or home office, and however big your family is, everybody can charge their gadgets on one device. And these are fast powered USB-C ports and USB-A. So I think those are really cool to have around the house, because invariably the people in your household have more than one gadget to charge, right?
Absolutely. I like that. You know what? I think if I'm being entirely honest with this list, I'm probably going to set up a gift registry and just buy all of this. Now, Fisa, let's take a look at the travel stuff, because that also, some of the gadgets that you have there and some of the ideas that you have there, we don't think about. I'm thinking about something like a luggage scale. And for some, it might seem, oh, it's a no-brainer. But I can't remember how many times I've been to an airport, arrived at the airport, and realized that I hadn't weighed my luggage. Take us through your travel ones. Give us your travel gift guide.
Yeah, so Jimmy, speaking about that scale that I put on my list, it's actually so small and so light. In itself, it weighs 85 grams. So there's not even like extra bulk in your luggage where you can just pop it in and make sure you're not overweight. Because if people are going away this December, if you're going to the north, you're going to need the heavy jackets and coats. So you probably want something like that. Or whether you're shopping, I mean, whether it's summer or winter, I think those are pretty nifty. And they're not very expensive, I'd say. Another favorite of mine on the travel side is a portable travel steamer. Now, I mean, all hotels have different rules and regulations, and some of them give you never know. It's like either or. I'd rather have my own steamer, because sometimes when you're in a very large hotel, they'll take forever to bring you your iron or a steamer. So yeah, you'd rather have your own. It's very compact and easy to travel with. And another highly recommended, which I'm sure most people know, is in-ear earbuds. You don't want to catch a flight without having some form of isolation or listening to your own music or TV series or whatever the case is. And of course, a power bank, which with a built-in cable, I got to emphasize this time. You don't want to be carrying unnecessary cables around, and you'd rather have a power bank with the built-in cable, USB-C, so you never have to worry about that. And my absolute favorite item on this list, it just came out in South Africa last week. It's the new Viral Kodak Camera. So it's a little digital keychain camera called the Charmera. So it's a mix of charm and camera. They're really cute, really dinky. It reminds you of the 80s. It takes these really cute 1.6 megapixel photos. And quite interestingly, I think it's the first tech product to come in a blind box. So it's quite exciting if you're gifted one or you buy yourself one, because you're never actually going to know which design you're getting.
Now, Fisa, do you think gifting has become more or less expensive? I mean, I'm looking at some of the items that you've got on your gift guide, and some of them really do make sense for the price point as well. How are you seeing the tech and gadget market at the moment? Do you think things are costing a little more or a little less?
They're definitely costing a lot more, because if you think of chip shortages and high-end smartphones, when I made this list, I actually wanted to make it more affordable, more accessible. And to think that these are smart gadgets, they're so accessible and easy to get. And you never think you can use your phone to control a gadget that's quite affordable. So I think for the listeners out there, you should definitely take a look at the list and see some of the fantastic stuff you can get for, yeah, while trying to save some money.
Now, Fisa, before I let you go, if you had to choose one gift to gift to someone and one gift to receive, what would those gifts be?
From my list or any gift?
Any gift.
Oh gosh, Jimmy, you're putting me on the spot. I think the Charmera I just mentioned, it is so cute. I can't think of anyone who wouldn't want one. I would like love to gift my friends that, or any family member or upcoming birthdays. And in terms of what I want to receive, honestly, I feel like I've been so spoiled. I have so many gadgets at my disposal. I think the really nice gifts that work for me are sort of accessories for my products. So for my either my laptop or my phone, just to have a nicer casing for it or a bag to carry it in. Those are just invaluable.
Invaluable tech gifting ideas, especially as we are in the midst of the festive season. If you are looking for ideas, visit recharged.co.za. There's quite a comprehensive list there that covers home, productivity, and travel, the three essentials of life. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Nafisa for her time and her contributions throughout the year. It's been absolutely wonderful having you as our resident tech and EV specialist. We look forward to doing this next year again. Nafisa Akabor, the founder of recharged.co.za, joining us for our final digital drive of the year and giving us her tech gift guide of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.